If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, IMF projects robust economic recovery for Ghana from next year with almost 5% growth rate in new economic outlook report. Also coming up, about 170 countries to support GRA over move to tax income of resident Ghanaians abroad. We hear from the GRA, which clarifies that the policy is not a new tax. Also, LPG marketers accuse government of collapsing the LPG industry. We'll tell you why. My name is Daryl Kwao. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hello to our friends listening from Kufuor Radio on KTU Radio. First up, IMF is projecting that Ghana's economy would rebound strongly beginning next year following the current recovery being recorded. The fund is therefore projecting 4.4% end-of-year growth for the country. Here's George Afu with more from Washington, D.C. in the U.S.
The projection was captured in the latest IMF World Economic Outlook report released on the sidelines of the World Bank IMF annual spring meetings in Washington, D.C., USA. The projection about Ghana's economic growth for next year is higher than government's own growth forecast for 2025 of 3.3%. And even the World Bank, which is looking at about 3% growth rate for the country. It is not clear for now what might have influenced this robust growth about Ghana's economy and what some might describe as a favorable economic outlook for the country. For some, they want to link it to the IMF program, which had fought the fund to revise its growth outlook for the country on two occasions. Some industry experts say it may be clear that the two institutions are upbeat about Ghana's economic recovery going forward. However, the IMF has maintained that there still remain some threats. One can talk about maintaining that fiscal discipline in an election year and checking that budget overruns.
George, I feel with that report from the annual IMF World Bank meetings in Washington, D.C. in the U.S. Meantime, the IMF is worried that the upcoming elections in Ghana and other African countries could derail the economic recovery efforts. The fund is first worried about budget overruns and the possibility of a new government not sticking to ongoing stability programs. Pierre-Olivier Gorinchas is director of research at the IMF and has been speaking at an event in Washington, D.C.
Investments are often insufficient and could be derailed further given the record number of elections this year. Credible fiscal consolidations can help lower funding costs, improve fiscal headroom and financial stability. The key is to start early, gradually, and credibly. This will also pave the way for further monetary policy easing to support activity. The second priority is to reverse the decline in medium-term growth for low-income countries. Structural reforms should promote domestic and foreign investment and increase fiscal revenues. This will help lower borrowing costs and reduce funding needs.
Director of Research at the IMF, Pierre-Olivier Gorinchas, speaking there. Now, Bank of Ghana Governor Dr. Nez Addison is optimistic that inflation rate will start declining in the coming months. This is despite the current spike, which resulted in March inflation reaching 25.8%. There are fears that inflation could go up further following the recent increment in fuel prices and possible adjustment in transfer fares, but the governor disagrees.
We have not adjusted NDA 15 plus or minus 2. We still think that this is within reach. We had expected that, you know, would have had a continuous disinflation in terms of the path. But we saw what happened in March, which was consistent with the base effects from 2023. We think it's just a temporary development. The month-on-month increases in inflation are still on a downward trend. And we expect that the second quarter of this year, we would resume the disinflation path.
You heard the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Nez Addison. The Ghana Revenue Authority has signed an information sharing agreement with 170 countries across the globe to support with a move to tax foreign incomes of resident Ghanaians. According to the GRA, this is an existing policy which was passed in 2016, but lack of adequate data delayed its implementation. Clarifying the law, the GRA also dismissed claims that this is a new tax to replace the VAT on electricity. Here's Chief Revenue Officer of Free Zones at the Domestic Tax Division, Dominic Adano Nate.
This is not a new tax. It has been in the laws since 2016. Section 3, Section 111, and Section 103. Anyone who is in Ghana, who earns income outside Ghana, who is a resident person and earns income outside Ghana, is supposed to consolidate all incomes, whether earned in Ghana or outside, and then subject that to tax. And this is not a new tax. It's in the Act already. We are just now enforcing that provisions in the Act. There is a process. We have signed compact with other countries. Now they have provided us with the information. So we had enough information to kickstart. We don't start anything when you don't have the basis of getting information on people's income outside. So now that we have signed agreement with about 170 countries where we exchange information, now we have information enough to believe that we can drive that.
Chief Revenue Officer, Free Zones at the Domestic Tax Division of the GRA, Dominic Adamnonate. Now, GCB Capital is cautioning the government against expenditure rationalization, saying it will not be enough to address budget overruns in an election year. It therefore wants the government to plug the 1.8 billion city revenue gap the hard way. Here's more.
It said while expenditure rationalization is an obvious option to compensate for revenue shortfalls, it will hurt the debt service to revenue ratio, a key performance metric under the International Monetary Fund support program. Given Ghana's storied history of election-induced fiscal slippages, GCB Capital pointed out that achieving a meaningful expenditure rationalization in an election year is a tough task. Therefore, the risk of fiscal overruns remains high despite the glowing assurances. Again, due to the long history of revenue undershooting target, the Ghana Revenue Authority and the Ministry of Finance's conviction about meeting the 2024 revenue target through compliance enforcement sounds bold and ambitious.
Moving on to other news, the LPG Marketing Companies Association of Ghana is accusing the government of collapsing the LPG industry. According to Vice Chairman of the association, Gabriel Kumi, government's posture does not seem to help increase consumption as it continues to impose taxes on the sector, which has placed many businesses on the brink of collapse.
The LPG industry in Ghana is one of the very few industries that has been built and operated by 100% Ghanaian. This is an indigenous industry that we expect every well-meaning government to protect and guide and grow. So this is the only industry we expect that government will protect. But we see government action as an attack on the industry. Government is collapsing the LPG industry in Ghana. And it's about time Ghanaians rise up and say no to this. You can't continuously slapping taxes on LPG and come back to Ghanaians and say we are working at improving consumption of LPG.
Meanwhile, Executive Director of the Institute for Energy Security, Nana Mwesi VII, added the LPG consumption has declined, which has declined by 4.47% in the last 3 years. It's largely due to the price increment, and called on policymakers to be proactive in addressing the issue.
The price of LPG has gone up over the last 4 years by close to 116%, more than double the price, moving from about 5 cedis 81 pesos per kilo in 2020 to about 12 cedis 60 pesos per kilogram at end of 2023. When you compare this to the preceding 4 years, price grew up by only 57%, and roughly 16.5% of the variance in LPG consumption in Ghana today can be explained by the variation in LPG price per kilogram. The influence of the independent variable on the dependent variable is so significant that it must quickly prompt policymakers to take a decision on what is currently happening.
And Amwesi VII is Executive Director of the Institute for Energy Security.